Hey, TJ, how would you describe Aaron's ability to sense pressure and that, how that's evolved over your time here with him?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get fazed. You know, the confidence that he has at any given point in the game is just it's contagious to the rest of the group. You know, even this past game, you know, we'd lose a big lead late in the game, get into the huddle, and his poise and confidence is just outstanding. I mean, it rubs off on the other guys. It gives the other guys confidence that we're going to get the job done. So he's definitely a guy who keeps the group calm and just an outstanding leader.
Sorry, I should have been more clear.
You're talking about pressure, like pressure in the pocket. Yeah, okay. Different answer then. Yeah, he's a guy. I mean, obviously, you see some of the biggest plays he makes is, you know, when guys are rushing, guys getting pressure, he breaks the pocket, makes some big plays outside of the pocket. So that's something blocking for him. You know, we realize we pick up the pressure. We pick up a lot of the stunts that we're seeing. The more time he gets, I mean, the bigger play he's going to make. So it's just something that his feel for the rush is second to none. I mean, he feels it coming, and even when he doesn't see it, he knows he's got a guy coming free off the left. He's going to make a move to miss and get outside and make a big play.
You've been with Aaron through most of the peaks of his career, obviously. Is this maybe the best stretch that he's had that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it'd be nitpicking, I think, to say he's playing better than he has. It's just, you know, blocking for him, we get spoiled just seeing some of the plays that he makes. And, you know, you still get impressed with it, you know, some of the plays, but I don't think any of them really wow you anymore. You've seen him just make so many great plays. But this stretch, especially the last eight games, the way he's playing, not only throwing the ball, but picking up a lot of yards and first downs with his feet is really, you know, keeping us going on offense. And, gosh, when he's playing that way, like I said, I mean, it's contagious. Everybody else seems to elevate their game as well and take it to a new level. So he's definitely the guy that I think everybody feeds off of.
TJ, as you practiced as a veteran this week, a lot of young players on the team maybe never been to this point of their season, and everything's a little bigger and amped up. How do you maintain not only a level of focus, but making sure there is maybe time for levity and making sure it's not, you know, not too tight before you get on that plane?
Well, I think really, I mean, we've been in a playoff mode for a while now, dating back probably 6-7 weeks ago when every single game was kind of a must-win game for us to get into the postseason. So I think a lot of those young guys can, you know, look back at the preparation there and how our mindset was, similar to these past 2 weeks. Obviously, now it's a little bit more pressure, one step away from getting to our ultimate goal, you know, the Super Bowl. But you just got to remind them it's the same mindset we've had the last really 2 months. We got to go out there. We got to do whatever it takes to win the game. And at the end of the day, it's football. You know, nobody needs to go out and panic. Nobody needs to, you know, try to be something they're not. We just got to keep doing what we're doing, obviously improving some areas. But for the most part, you know, I think the mindset of the team has been the same, consistent throughout the last 6-7 weeks. That, hey, we got to win these games. I mean, these are must win. Our backs are against the wall, and obviously it's a little bigger stage. You know, no doubt about that. But just got to remind them it's football. You know, still have fun, but go out and you know, get the job done.
TJ, has your blocking approaches or plans changed with such a variety of running backs behind you this season? You didn't do anything differently from Eddie Lacy to you know, Nile Davis for a week, or you know, Don Jackson, or now Ty Montgomery.
No, I don't think we've had to do anything different up front. I think most of the time we don't even really know who's behind us running the ball. I think, you know, when Ty got in there early in the year, the one thing we kept, you know, saying to him was, give us a little bit more patience, you know, let us set up our blocks a little bit so we can get those double teams, get up to the second level, create those holes. Cause he was a guy who anytime he touched the ball, he was, you know, he was like a rocket coming through the line and a lot of times didn't allow us to set up our blocks. So, I think we talk with those guys, we kind of get a feel for how each one likes to hit, different runs, you know, differently and, kind of get that in your mind. Okay. You know, this see Mike likes to hit a little bit faster. We got to be quicker. Ty's a little bit more patient now. We, you know, we got time to lay on those double teams. So I think that's something that we don't change scheme for them, but we understand how much time each one of those guys usually gives us on our combination blocks.
Did you learn at the first eight games of the year versus the second half for Aaron's play? you know, the numbers maybe weren't where he wanted them early on, and there was a pretty significant spike in a lot of areas the second half. I know the offense was growing, but did you notice anything different in his performance and the way he played that has led to this surge?
I think trust, it was a big thing. I think early in the year, you know, felt like our timing and rhythm was off a little bit in the passing game. I think Aaron's just, you know, he's relying on those guys outside to get their job done. And he's throwing the ball quick. He's throwing it with a lot of confidence. So I think that's probably the biggest difference that I've seen.
Has it been a challenge to pass protect a lot? I mean, you guys, based on percentage of running or percentage of plays, you guys have probably passed more than you ever have. Has that led to challenges for you guys up front being semi-predictable maybe?
I think we're used to it at this point. I think us linemen have the mindset to, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to go get a win. You know, some games we might throw the ball 55, 60 times and only run 10 or 12. And as long as we, you know, have positive results and win the game, we don't have a problem with it. But, you know, I think every lineman likes to put their hand in the dirt and go run the ball and kind of grind out some time and, you know, that get rewarded that way. But, you know, we're not going to complain when we have to block and Aaron's making big plays to our receivers and, you know, moving the chains, getting us first downs and getting us a lot of points. So that's something that, hey, we understand. We got to sacrifice ourselves for whatever it takes to go out and, you know, help those guys get their job done and ultimately win the game.
TJ, 2 years ago today was Seattle. Being back on this stage, do you think about that game at all? Have you thought about that game at all? And how much motivation does that kind of fuel given the second chance?
Well, I think about it a lot, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, obviously not a great memory, but I think the thing you can learn from that game is you got to finish a game, 60-minute game, you know, just like this past game. You know, up leading the whole game, they come back tied up. We, you know, got over the hump there and came out on top of one of those close games for once in the playoffs, which was awesome. You know, I don't really think you use it as motivation just because it's not the same team we played two years ago, and we're a different team than we were 2 years ago. So we haven't really talked about it. I mean, I think all the guys in that room that were part of that game, it's still kind of sitting in their back of their heads. But that's 2 years ago. We can't worry about that. We just got to focus on the job at hand now and taking on Atlanta.
Is there any difference that you can sense? You said, talked about the past couple of years coming on the wrong end of those close games in the playoffs, last week coming on the right end. Can you identify any difference as to why you guys were able to make a play this time? Is it about this group? Anything about the confidence maybe of the run that you've been on or anything like that?
We had the ball last, I guess. You know, a lot of those games seem to be a little bit of shootouts there towards the end and, you know, able to run the clock out there at the end and get the win. But, yeah, that's a characteristic that you like about our football team is the resiliency, overcoming all the adversity, because we understand that adversity is going to hit every single game, you know. But I think we're better off prepared for it this time of the season. Obviously, earlier in the year, you know, hit a lot of bumps in the road there. But, you know, now we're better off now when we see it. We understand it's going to come, and I think guys understand how to handle it. And the ultimate mindset is, who cares what happens? Finish the game, play 60 minutes, and do whatever it takes to go get a win.
What was going through your mind when you heard that you guys might be signing Jared Cook and Ted was maybe going that route? What do you think?
I can't really remember at the moment. I know it's a little bit not the way we do things a whole lot, but glad he did. Looking at the type of plays Jared's made for us the past couple weeks, especially huge target on third down. Feel like he's a big mismatch with those linebackers trying to cover him. But that was a signing at the time. Didn't really think a lot of, but now, I mean, looking at the type of playmaker he is, it's definitely great to have him on our side.
Speaking of Ted, I mean, what kind of interaction do you guys as players have with him, and what's that like? What's he like?
Yeah, he's always positive. I mean, we see him. He's out of practice every day. You see him in the lunchroom, walking around the hallways, and he's not a man of many words, but he's always has a positive attitude. He's always got a smile on his face. You could definitely tell that. You know, anytime the guy at the top, the leader of your team, feels that way about your team, it definitely rubs off on the guy. So it's always great to have him around.
TJ, going back to the pass protection stuff, you said Aaron's play is contagious and. He's extended plays forever. You guys seem to be doing so. even better, though, at protecting him when he does that and buying him those 6, 7, 8, 9 seconds. Was there a time where you guys kind of faced the reality that this is going to be part of your job description, and it may be frustrating at times, but we really need to get good at this? Because you've done it for a long time, but you seem to have done it at a much higher level this year.
Yeah, I think earlier in the season it was getting a little frustrating because you'd block for 7, 8 seconds and he'd scramble around and throw the ball out of bounds. And it's like, man, we just wasted all that time and energy for nothing. But we stick with it, you know. We know that that's the way Aaron likes to play. It's not going to happen, you know, 20, 30 times a game. It might happen twice. It might happen 10 times. You don't know. But our mindset is, you know, I know you heard the guy say it last week, was block to infinity. I mean, just however long it takes. I mean, you read the defense, you read their eyes, read their body language, kind of tell when Aaron's going to break the pocket, which way he's moving, and, you know, just try to hold on and stay in front of your guy, give him a split extra second, because especially lately you see some of our biggest, most important plays are coming off those extended plays. So it's not something that we really complain about, because at the end of the day, for the most part, we've been getting rewarded when we block like that. He always rewards us and usually ends up with a big play, if not a touchdown.
Falcons front.
What's that?
What do you see with the Falcons front?
I mean, athletic. I think that's the first thing that sticks out on the tape when you turn them on, is not just their front, but their whole defense, the speed they have. They rotate a lot of guys on their front. They play 8 or 9 guys. They keep them fresh, and they come in there and they play relentless, and they play with a lot of physicality and a lot of speed. So that's something that really sticks out. They run a lot of games, which is similar to what we saw this past week with Dallas. It's always a challenge for us up front, especially pass blocking majority of the plays. So talked about it a little bit today. Got into it Monday, turned the film on, and dipped into it a little bit. And I think that's the first thing that stood out, was they're a relentless group. They fly to the ball. They create a lot of turnovers. They fly to the pile, and they play with a lot of passion.
TJ, is it taboo to speak of the Super Bowl, or do you want to dangle that carrot to the guys in the locker room?
No, it's not hard to talk about. I mean, everybody understands that our goal here is to win championships. We're not just satisfied with winning the division or just making the postseason. Our expectations and our goals are to win the whole thing. So, we don't talk about it a lot, because the past 8 weeks especially, we've had to take every game, as cliche it is, as it is, just week by week, day by day. And that's something that we're still doing this week. You know, we take it day by day. And right now our focus is obviously on the Falcons, but everybody understands this is the last hurdle to get into our ultimate goal and achieving our dream there of becoming champions. So we understand we have to take care of business this week. But yeah, it's definitely something that you could tell that the energy around the building is different today. A lot more enthusiasm. I mean, guys are ready to go. So it's going to be a hell of a week.
Teacher, with all the snaps that you and Brian have taken together this year, like the whole time you guys have been together, has your chemistry improved, do you think, or reached another level than what it's been over the previous year?
I think so. Anytime you get, you know, more snaps with the guy you're playing next to. I mean, Brian and I have been playing next to each other for years now. It's at a point where we really don't even have to talk at the line. I think benefits us, because a lot of defensive linemen try to pick up on your calls and they try to anticipate the play based off that. And Brian and I are really at a point where we just kind of look at each other and we what he's going to do. He knows what I'm going to do. So I think that definitely helps once you get into the thick of the game there, moving around, everything's flying around. I know where he's going to be. He knows where I'm going to be. We trust each other, and we do our best to get the job done.